How knowledgeable are you about your furnace? Do you know how long you can expect a typical furnace to last? Anywhere from 15 to 20 years. And do you know what kind of regular, ongoing upkeep is required? Most of us aren't quite up to speed on all that is necessary to keep our home heating and cooling systems operating efficiently. We tend to wait until an issue arises and then call in a pro to fix it. There are several straightforward furnace maintenance tips that can help you save money and make your furnace last even longer. To find out more, we spoke to Rick from Heritage Home Hardware in Sault Ste. Marie, and his advice follows below. Start with your furnace filter. One of the most important things any homeowner can do is to check the condition of their furnace filter. This should be done at the start of every spring and fall, at a minimum. The filter ensures that the air that is circulating throughout your home is clean and safe to breathe. It also keeps your furnace working properly. A dirty furnace filter, by comparison, allows excess dirt to build up, which compromises both the furnace's efficiency and your home's air quality. There are two types of furnace filters: disposable, which should be replaced periodically, and permanent, which can be cleaned and reused. Make note of the type and size of filter your furnace uses and be sure to keep a spare one on hand at all times. Check the blower motor. A good furnace blower motor has sealed bearings and bushings, and you can expect it to last up to 20 years. It is the heart of the whole HVAC system, because it is responsible for circulating the heated, or cooled, air throughout your home's ductwork and forced air registers. Because it works so hard throughout the winter, and in the summer if you use central air conditioning, it needs attention and care. Where the blower motor in your furnace is located and what it looks like all depend on its design and age. For specific directions, try checking your furnace manual or consult the manufacturer's website. If you are handy, you may be able to perform a few fixes yourself. For others, you might be better off calling a professional furnace repair service. The following are common issues: banging or rattling noises from the fan. This could be a result of mounting brackets that have come loose or a loose set screw on the spindle that simply needs to be tightened. Your furnace turns on and off quickly and repeatedly. The blower motor unit likely needs to be cleaned in order to prevent overheating. Noisy motor. The motor's bearings could be worn out, which means the entire unit needs to be replaced, or the motor could simply need lubricating. The air volume exiting from your registers is lower than usual. This means it is time to clean the fan and the blower motor. The fan has stopped working in variable speed mode. This could require resetting the blower motor, but it could also signal that the fan and the blower motor need to be cleaned. The blower motor has stopped working altogether. You might be able to fix this by cleaning and resetting it. If this doesn't work, the motor may be burned out and you will need to replace it. Assess your thermostat. Any furnace that is working well is taking its cues from the thermostat, so naturally this needs to be in good working order too. Is your thermostat battery operated or hardwired? Rick recommends that you change the battery every fall. It's also a good idea to test the system before the cold weather sets in. Simply raise the temperature on your thermostat to make sure the furnace receives the signal and lights up. You can use an indoor thermometer to tell you if your thermostat-furnace combination is working well. Regular inspections and ongoing maintenance. These small jobs you can DIY to keep your furnace working well. Checking the flame. Turn off your furnace's power switch. Refer to your furnace's manufacturer's manual. Open, or remove, the combustion chamber door. If there is a cover over the burner, remove that too. Turn the power switch back on, turn up the thermostat and watch the flame closely. It should be blue and burning evenly. If you see a yellow flame, your burner is probably dirty and in need of cleaning. Note: make sure to stay back from the flame because your oxygenated breath could make the flames turn yellow too. Cleaning the burner and blower cavities, turn off the power switch. Turn off the gas flow by giving the valve a 1/4 turn. Vacuum the burners and the base of the furnace. To reach the back of your burners, try attaching a 1/2-inch drain line to your vacuum hose. Remove the blower door to vacuum the blower compartment. Inspect the whole area. Any signs of soot can indicate poor combustion. This is when it's time to call in a professional. Cleaning the blower. Unscrew the control panel in front of the blower, and let it hang down. Remove the bolts that hold the blower in place and lift it out. Vacuum any loose debris from the blower unit and brush the blower blades clean. Note: if the blower's wiring and counterweights make it difficult for you to clean it safely, Err on the side of caution and call a professional. Inspect your vents and ductwork. Forced air ducts and returns throughout your home should always be cleared of anything that blocks their free flow. Clear your furnace area. Nothing should ever be stored close to the furnace and nothing should ever be leaning against it. For safe operation, air must be able to circulate freely around the furnace. Regular furnace tune-ups every year, before the onset of winter, have a professional come in to tune up your furnace. Make sure to ask for a detailed report on the condition of your furnace, as well as advice on what to do if any updates are required. Winterize your home. You can reduce the heating load on your HVAC system by winterizing your home. Start by sealing any gaps to the outside with caulk and placing weather stripping around your windows and doors. Your year-round comfort depends on your home's HVAC system. It's well worth spending some time to make sure it is operating at optimal levels. Doing so will not only save you repair costs but will ultimately help to extend its life. For more suggestions on how to care for your furnace this winter, visit Heritage Home Hardware or call 705-759-5101.